This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You have to see it for yourself. This is your last chance. After this, there is no turning back. You take the blue pill. The story ends. You wake up in your bed and believe whatever you want to believe. You take the red pill. You stay in Wonderland. And I show you how deep the rabbit hole goes. Remember, all I'm offering is the truth, nothing more.
So what is the truth? Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney. Here we kick off the week with news of a COVID-19 treatment pill. There's an Idaho doctor who says the new Merck COVID-19 treatment pill shouldn't replace the vaccine. Top doc who's either revered or reviled, Anthony Fauci, says Americans should get vaccinated even if Merck's COVID pill cuts deaths. And then Merck says the COVID-19 pill is great news, but might not be a game changer. Will you take the pill? Here's what I think. When you have, in this country, the summer surge, the ebb and the flow of all of that, where you have a death toll that's nearly 700,000, you have new infections and hospitalizations that have dropped, that's starting to drop. That's good, because that means there's room at the ICUs. But still, there are some who are being penalized for not being vaccinated and will not have jobs. So the yin and yang of what has happened in our lives over the past 18 months and the question of getting a jab or not, where some people just absolutely fear, I think it's fear, getting a vaccination, would they take a pill instead? Would a pill, because we're a nation that I think likes pills better than shots, I don't know, would a pill be more palatable for some of the holdouts? And there are holdouts, historic healthcare staff shortages, big time. There's vax holdouts that are crushing police and fire departments. So imagine that. There are plenty, even though there was a plea for law enforcement officers to have expedited access to the shots, there were police groups that said, no, keep them. No, thank you. That's okay. We don't want them. I mean, that's not every cop, and that's not every police department, but there were a lot that didn't rush to go and get it. About a quarter of Americans age 18 and older are unvaccinated. This is according to the Washington Post, their analysis of all the federal data. So there's bitter debates. There's officials who are frustrated, and there's resistance among first responders. Tens of millions. You heard what I said. So this isn't a few holdouts. COVID was the leading cause of line of duty deaths last year. 182 officers. That's from the National Law Enforcement Memorial Fund. They track those kinds of deaths, of course. That's double the number killed by gun violence or car crashes combined. At least 133 officers have died of COVID so far this year. Wow. The tensions are over the top over vaccines. I mean, over the top. And we know it. We know it. Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot announced that all city employees would have to be vaccinated by October 15th. The head of the city's largest police union compared it to the Holocaust. Wow. Saying we don't want to be forced to do anything, period. Period. So there are big problems when it comes to that. The Los Angeles County Health Department identified hundreds of coronavirus outbreaks at police and fire agencies across the county. The outbreak accounted for 2,500 cases, more than half of which were the L.A. Police Department and L.A. Fire Department. The fire department said that half of its sworn members have been fully vaccinated. Police Chief Michael Moore reported this week that more than 60% of his agency's 12,000 employees, sworn officers, and civilians are fully vaccinated, but that's 60%. So there are many that don't want to do it. And think of the interactions that officers certainly have, or first responders certainly have. So would a pill be more palatable, as I said, for people who don't want to get vaccinated? So let's tell you about the Merck COVID-19 pill. I mean, Merck itself saying, well, this might not be a game changer. So what is it? It could be on the table. And this happened heading into the weekend. There was a big announcement about this. So there was some excitement over it, really, honestly. And they're talking about what it would do. It would cut in half the rate of hospitalizations and death in persons with mild to moderate cases. If it's authorized by the FDA, it would become the first oral medication to fight this SOB of a virus that we're talking about. If the results hold up to the scientific scrutiny of what the FDA goes through, they say it would be very big news. So the pills would be given to outpatients. It could make a big difference for people with mild illness. It could prevent progression to more severe, even life-threatening illnesses. That's what the study is showing. And then it could provide an alternate approach to prevent severe disease in vaccinated refusers who won't get vaccinated. And protect those with recent close exposure to an active case. But it's a limited study at this point, right? So it's limited. They're looking at raw numbers. But the numbers look good, but they say they need more information. So this could be a while. But I think with this clinical trial, that's why they're saying it could be a game changer, but they don't want to declare it as the Holy Grail and have everyone rush to get it and push it on the market when they need to really try to dial in what it seems to be working, you know, what's working. And would the pill add more push to what's happening? And I think it would. I think there are people that just hate needles, vaccines, period, whatever. But a pill, to take a pill instead, absolutely. I think way more people would take a pill. I do. I think they would. Right? So they hate needles, they distrust science, etc., some anyway, and I think the pill would be more palatable. Seriously. But we'll see. It's just in the conversation stages. But then you have Fauci dousing water on it, saying, well, you should get vaccinated, even if you have the COVID pill that could cut deaths. And the death toll over 700,000. I think the pill is the right push. I honestly do. And the federal government has placed advanced orders for 1.7 million doses of the new medication, people. What do you think? Unofficial poll, would you take the pill? Kate at katedelaneyradio.com.
What will you do if there's a sudden food shortage? Given recent headlines, it seems likely, and at any moment. That's why it makes common sense to build your emergency food storage supply now, while you still can. Do it with the kind of food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Food that doesn't go bad like what you get at the grocery store. Whose food should you trust? The largest preparedness company in America, My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families going on 14 years. At MyPatriotSupply.com, our mission is your survival. Our emergency food could definitely be your lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. Choose from dozens of delicious meal kits that provide over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs. Order today and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney, and I have a confession to make. I'm addicted to journaling. So many of the ideas I get from my radio show or books hit me at weird times, and I need to write them down. Does that happen to you? So I decided to create my own journal with my pal Jackie. Looking for a great gift for your wife, sister, mother, aunt, friend, or boss to end 2020 or kick off 2021? My girlfriend's gratitude journal includes inspirational quotes and loads of room to write, and it just dropped. Here's the best part. You'll also get a copy of my Forbes book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Increase your odds, win big, and become extraordinary. It's loaded with ways to chart your own life and filled with the success habits with some of the biggest names on the planet, stuff they shared with me that can help catapult you. Here's the best part. For both hardcover books, it's just $29.99. Yep, go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer. Again, all of it for just $29.99. I got the shipping covered. What are you waiting for? Just go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer today.
Once again, as we roll through the beginning of October, kicking off the week, so interesting. At the end of the week, I will be in California, not where that oil slick is. I'll be in Palm Springs, and I'll be broadcasting from Palm Springs. But, you know, I look at what this week brings with the Supreme Court, and it couldn't be bigger. I mean, in California, by the way, fighting this oil spill, I'll talk about that in a second. But the Supreme Court, on some extraordinarily controversial potential rulings for this term, in, you know, talking about abortion and gun rights and religion. I mean, that's it in a nutshell, for sure. You know, there's going to be protesters all over the place, all over the steps of the Supreme Court. So on the abortion side of things, what the challenge is, it's going to be Mississippi asking the Supreme Court to overturn Roe v. Wade. That's it. And I think you're going to hear a lot. Obviously, you're going to hear, and we have heard a lot about that, because you think about when that was established 50 years ago, nearly 50 years ago. So does the narrative change or not? Mississippi's law banning almost all abortions after 15 weeks. Lower courts have not allowed that law to take effect. But what will the Supreme Court say? What will that ruling be? Especially with three new justices, conservative justices. I think it's going to rest on Roberts' shoulders again. That's what I think. So there's going to be a lot about that, and we'll talk about that, and we have already talked about it. And you look at the 5-4 decision that allowed Texas's new abortion restrictions to kick in, and that law bans the procedure after 6 weeks of pregnancy before most women even realize they're pregnant. So now we're talking about 15 weeks, otherwise with the whole Mississippi thing. And, you know, obviously there's massive pro and massive con on both sides of this, meaning massive protests, massive, massive protests, and we could change the way of life for a lot of people in the United States. So we'll see. The other, and I'm not just glossing over this, I'll go deeper into these as we get into the week. The other thing that's in the sights of the Supremes is guns, and looking at the fact that you can carry guns in all but six states in the United States. Now, this particular discussion in carrying weapons outside the house is a New York case that takes that on. And when you think of New York, it's certainly one of our most populated states. So will they, you know, because of the change in the justices, they accepted this case? Because remember, the Supreme Court has to accept the case. They accepted the case. So on November 3rd, they're going to consider New York's strict limitations on those who were permitted to carry a concealed weapon for self-defense. After deciding in 2008 that the Second Amendment protects an individual's right to keep a handgun in the home, the court has generally not touched, gotten close to anything related to gun control issues. They really have not. So specifically, they left in place the lower court decision upholding state and local restrictions on the kinds of weapons permitted and restrictions on who can carry a gun outside the home, including some similar to New York's law. So anyway, there's definitely been a pushback with the Supreme Court. But now they're going to consider this effort backed by the NRA to have the court find that the Second Amendment rights extend beyond the home. So that goes to the whole self-defense thing, and that's a huge challenge, obviously, when you look at New York and this undertaking. And then, you know, admissions and religion and money to schools, religious schools. This is also something that has been kind of hanging around and been tossed around, if you will, and that's been taken up, and we'll see if it goes anywhere or not. I think that part of what will happen is the Mississippi case, the Mississippi asking the Supreme Court to overturn Roe v. Wade, is going to take a lot of time, and then I think the gun case will too as well. And then there's some other cases that are also wrapped into this. These are just the most, I would call, controversial ones. But and so whether they'll take up the merits of the line of religion and private schools and all of that, that may be something that we don't see. You know, it might not be. It's an examination, basically, of government restrictions on spending public money on religious organizations. So Maine's tuition assistance program, there's people listening to us in the great state of Maine, to parents who live in towns too small to have their own schools. Maine doesn't allow using the money at religious schools. So they have public money. They don't use it for religious schools. And the court is more receptive to religious organizations, the pleas of religious organizations, and loosened the rules on schools participating in state assistance programs. So that's big, because that's that pot of money, and before denying it to religious schools. So it is big in its own right, but will they get to that, and what will they, you know, ultimately decide? They may decide, yeah, you can use public funds on those schools. Specifically, the Maine tuition assistance thing, I wouldn't be surprised by that, if that's what the decision is. All right, a couple of other quick things. I mentioned this at the beginning of the last hour, but there was a lot made about Tom Brady. We're going to go into the man cave coming up in our next segment, but I'm going to say this quickly. Sunday Night Football, Buccaneers beat the Patriots. The folks in New England were applauding, were very warm and receptive to Tom Brady when he first came on the field. But, you know, now they're Patriots lost, and they're 1-3, and the Buccaneers are 3-1. And the Pats had a chance to win this. They missed a 56-yard field goal in the final minute, so it gave it to the Buccaneers. A big win for Tom Brady, I think, first of all, because he makes history, passing history, but also it's the big homecoming, you know, walking out on Gillette Stadium, making history, getting a win, you know, that whole thing, because he surpassed Drew Brees to become the NFL's all-time leading passer. So that was a big deal. And there was even a video tribute in his return and whatnot. It was like a rain-soaked kind of game at Gillette Stadium, but still, I'm not surprised. I mean, why all those Super Bowls, why would they boo him? That doesn't make any sense to me. And then there's one game left to cap off Week 4. It's the Raiders and the Chargers on Monday night. Then we get into Week 5 on our Wednesday show in our first hour, last segment. You can jump on live with us and wager a guess on the game of the week that I pick. All you have to do is say who you think is going to win and what you think the final score is going to be. And we've had some big winners in the past. So maybe you'll be the big winner. The big loser in California is, the beautiful coastlines. Huntington Beach soaking up the oil. There was an oil spill. It's so sad to see that going all the way down toward Newport. There's, of course, a massive cleanup effort, but it's going to take some time to mop all that up. There are oil-soaked wildlife, animals, obviously, and it's sad to see that, because it's beautiful territory, and now it's an environmental catastrophe. It's mucking up the beaches and the wildlife along a beautiful, beautiful part of America, honestly, of that beautiful coastline of Huntington Beach. Is a very popular 30 miles south of downtown L.A. 126,000 gallons of crude spilled into the waters off Orange County starting late Friday or early Saturday. So, you know, you get the glumps of oil, and that's what you see. You see the thick crude tar. And they had to shut all that down. So a pipe burst, a link to an oil rig about 5 miles off the coast, and they're saying more oil is going to wash ashore this week. Certainly they know this. So you've got dead birds and fish coming ashore, and the heartbreak of that. You have the Huntington Beach mayor saying that, you know, this, it's been challenging, and the oil spill is one of the most devastating situations that our community has dealt with in decades. It's an environmental catastrophe, and it absolutely is that. And that was one place where people were coming and spending time, because, again, it is that jewel along the coastline. All right, thanks to Jeremy Paulson for his fine work on the technicals. I'll meet you in the man cave next.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tech. Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The Mech Tech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Biden has been working this weekend, according to the White House, and will be holding some meetings at the White House with top congressional leaders in the next few days as he's trying to get his infrastructure bill and the larger social spending plan passed by lawmakers. The president saying, quote, everybody's frustrated, but says that's part of being in the federal government. Mention Huntington Beach, California to pretty much anyone on the planet, and they'll think beaches and beautiful clean waters, but now A cleanup operation is underway in those waters. As the Huntington Beach mayor says, the oil spill that's developed has come from
an offshore oil production operation.
The spill of about 3,000 barrels worth of oil, first reported early Saturday, sequel to the 2018 comic book saga Venom, Let There Be Carnage, is the new top movie in the U.S. and Canada. And this is USA Radio News. Democratic U.S. Senator Cory Booker of New Jersey saying a database of violent interactions between police and suspects and citizens is needed for the entire nation. Speaking on CBS's Face the Nation, he said the database would be essential to get a better look into what's actually happening when it comes to police brutality. Booker insisting it's not a political issue but a moral one, especially because there are families who do suffer the loss of loved ones killed by police. Police in Florida believe they have found the body of a missing college student. The sheriff in Orange County, John Miner, says what they believe were the remains of 19-year-old Mia Marcano, who'd been missing for over a week, were found earlier Sunday. A maintenance worker at the woman's apartment complex has been the prime suspect in the case until he apparently took his own life a few days ago before investigators could find him and interview him. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
I'm going to the man cave.
Going to the man cave. Going to the man cave. I'm going to the man cave.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Going to the man cave. Oh, yeah, 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 yeah.
Here's something you don't hear too often. Clemson out of the top 25 for the first time in the AP poll since 2014. Whoa. How about this Yankees at Red Sox AL wild card matchup? I love it. That's going to be incredible coming up on Tuesday. So part of what we're talking about in the man cave. I just got to tell you, I'm in a huge football pool. Are some of you in any of these kind of pools where it's just a straight pick? And, man, the New York team's killed me. What's going on? Who dat? What's going on? My Saints, you let me down. The Giants beat them 27-21. And the Jets beating Tennessee 27-24. Ugh. There were some other misses that I had and mishaps along the way. Thank goodness I picked Washington to beat Atlanta, and you had that kid quarterback that's such a sensational story. Almost reminds you, the Hub said to me, of the Kurt Warner story. Who knows what will happen to him in his career, but what a great break for him. And I look at the rest of some of those early games. And, boy, I was messed up on some predictions, that's for sure. Some of them I nailed, you know, like the Cowboys beating the Panthers 36-28. I didn't have that score. I didn't nail that score, but I had the Cowboys winning it. And all of you had the Cowboys winning it, by the way. Nobody nailed the score, but you had the Cowboys the right pick, and they had a huge day. The Cowboys are 3-1, and they look good. Dak Prescott just lit it up, crushed the Panthers' defense, had 4 touchdown passes, and they really look like a team on a mission in the NFC East and in the NFC in general. I mean, who knows? They could come up with a collision course plan to also be in that championship game against the Packers, because the Packers also look like they're smoking hot on fire too against the Steelers. Just amazing what Aaron Rodgers comes up with, and even scrambling for a touchdown, that's for sure. And it's just another interesting week in the NFL. The Bills continue to roll. They goose egg the Texans. Texans, what are you doing? 40-0. Josh Allen passes for 248 yards and a couple of touchdown passes. So just another great day for the Buffalo Bills. And again, this is football. Anything can happen. What was the movie that Al Pacino was in? But it's such a cliche saying, but any given Sunday. So the Giants winning in overtime on Saquon Barkley's TD was a crusher, like I said, for me and for the Saints. Saints Nation 2-2. What are we getting with Jameis Winston and that team? Who knows? I mean, that's kind of what the deal is. The Chiefs bounce back. They crushed the Eagles 42-30. The score doesn't necessarily reflect it, but it was all about the Chiefs all day long. Mahomes lit up the Eagles for 5 touchdown passes. And the Jets, so I said the Jets too. So just so you know, both New York games, they went into the OT. So the Jets picked up their first win on a Titans missed field goal. they were crossing their fingers and everything else, hoping that that wasn't going to, you know, across the uprights, because it was looking a little bit shaky. All right, couple of other things that I want to jump into, and one of them is I mentioned Clemson out of the top 25 for the first time since 2014. It's very unusual because we're used to that, right? Iowa is really gearing up for a huge home game. Cincinnati has its highest ranking in 12 years, and Clemson's looking on the outside. Alabama and Georgia, the only regulars, I'll call them, during a crazy college football season so far. The Crimson Tide, I mean, they got like 53 out of a possible 62 first place votes on Sunday. So they're number one. They're 5-0. How about Georgia? They're 5-0. That's not a shock. Iowa, 5-0. They're 3. Penn State, 5-0. They're 4. Cincy, 4-0. So I was talking about Cincy, how big that is for them coming off of a 24-13 road win over Notre Dame. Best ranking since Brian Kelly's Bearcats in 2009, I want to say, yeah, we're number 4 in the first week of November. Oklahoma, 6, they're 5-0. I know we got a lot of people listening in Oklahoma. Sooner Nation, I mean, this team's for real. You know, Oklahoma, Ohio State, Oregon, Michigan, BYU, they're rounding out that top 10. But like I said, Clemson, a much different story for Clemson, and it's just not what we're used to seeing, right? We're used to seeing that domination. So it is a very interesting season. The Clemson managed only 1 touchdown and 4 field goals against Boston College. Now they get a week off before they go up against Syracuse, which is a top 15 defense. So, you know, good luck in that one. And I think it's going to be interesting to see how this all shakes out when we get closer and closer to what ultimately the 4 teams are that are going to be left at the end of this whole thing. That's what makes it so exciting, and that's why I think the playoffs in college football, they were so ripe, you know, what was it, however many years ago it's been now, that finally happened. And I think I said this in another man cave if we were talking about it. I would like to see that expanded a little bit, but still, it's going to be an interesting finish. Interesting finishes, that's all about baseball, right? The Boston Red Sox hosting the Yankees, are you kidding me? How tough will this ticket be in the American League wildcard game on Tuesday night? After just clutch hits by their biggest superstars, they avoid that falling down the rabbit hole. Aaron Judge drove in the winning run with 1-out single for the Yankees with a 1-0 win over Tampa Bay on Sunday. And Rafael Devers with a 2-run jack for the Red Sox in the 9th inning broke that 5-5 tie with the Nationals. So there you go. It comes down to, you know, that big, big game. And that's what makes the wild card so exciting. And both teams, of course, went crazy because they know. I mean, you have such a long season, and now you have this one game. And you think of rivalry teams, that's a pretty big rivalry, Yankees and the Red Sox. In my book, Invade the Man Cave, I mentioned it as one of the biggest rivalries, period, in sports. There's so much vitriol and so much pride for these particular teams. And when fans get together, it's scary sometimes. I mean, seriously, when you sit in either one of those stadiums. So that is going to be a wild finish to the AL wild card. And how about the Giants? They capped off their season. They clinched the NL West. They won the NL West without having to wait on the Dodgers results. So big. They pounded the Padres 11-4 on Sunday. So 107 wins. I mean, that's like they topped their team, the New York team, which would be the New York Giants back then in 1904, because those records count, right? So Giants fans are excited. They have something to cheer for. They had something to cheer for all year long. San Francisco wanted it. They wanted to dethrone the reigning world champion Dodgers because they have a big rivalry. And how about that? So the Dodgers have won the last 8 NL West titles since the Giants last did it 9 years ago. So this is very, very big for Giants fans who have sat in the back seat for a while. And again, this is when all the fun stuff happens in baseball. When you get to the tail end of the season, there's some hard things to deal with, and then there's some happy things to deal with. I mean, if your team's not there, if they haven't been there all season, then you know, okay, they're going to re-rack, and that's fine. But if they have been there, then it's really, really tough. And there are plenty of teams that fall into that scenario where they just lost out. I mean, it's like you look at the Philadelphia Phillies in the NL East. The Braves clinch it, and the Phillies were 6.5 back, but they had 82 wins, so they're 82-80. So once again, disappointment for Phillies fans, where they spent a fortune on a lot of the arms on that team, and they just couldn't do it. You think of Bryce Harper, and you think of the money that was pumped into Harper, who belted, by the way, his 35th home run, but to no avail. When you look at the battle of the NL East, and you know the Braves beat the Phils for the 4th straight title, and it stings. So a couple of coaches actually let go, because that's the name of that tune. They got to do something to figure out what the problem is with that team. And then, you know, some say that, I mean, that's the way it goes, right? There's going to be people who don't get invited back to the party and aren't there for spring training because of the season, because of the losing season. Hey, speaking of that, how about this? Ohtani. Shohei Ohtani says he's very open to a long-term contract with the Los Angeles Angels after, 4 major league seasons? I was reading about that. And you know, he is somebody that fans go crazy for. He's finishing, again, year 4 with the Angels. He is signed to an $8.5 million 2-year contract, so he'll get $5.5 next year in the final season. He's eligible for salary arbitration after the 2022 season and free agency following the 2023 season. But anyway, he enters the final day as the leader for the AL MVP race. He went 9-2, his ERA minuscule. I say minuscule, was like just over 3.318 in 23 starts, and he hit 45 home runs at the plate. So there is absolutely something to his magic, to his, you know, performance, and the people love him. So I can't imagine they will not make that happen. All right, it's a wrap, as they say. So we're closing the door to the man cave, and we're going to open the door to a different kind of castle coming up next. Stay with us.
This report is sponsored by Amazon. Amazon is making groceries more affordable and accessible to all customers, providing an easy way for families to have access to healthy and delicious food. SNAP recipients can use their EBT card benefits on Amazon and Amazon Fresh to order shelf-stable pantry items, as well as fresh produce and proteins. Plus, eligible SNAP orders are conveniently delivered right to your door, no membership required. Customers who add their SNAP EBT card on Amazon will also receive budget-saving offers and exclusive deals on beloved products. This month, shoppers can save on select products from top brands, including Nature's Path cereal and granola, perfect for starting the day or an after-school snack, and Tyson products, including selections of top-quality chicken that are a delicious main course at any family meal. For more information, to enroll your benefits, and to start saving today, visit amazon.com/snap.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
What better gift to give your loved ones than the gift of good health? And where better to buy those good health gifts than sunny-bay.com? Hey, it's great that you're hearing this message now, because buying your holiday gifts from Sunny Bay early will save you money. And that's just one reason why Sunny Bay is in business and has been for over 15 years, helping you with fashionable and useful products for better health. See our unique and quality-made travel pillows or our unique neck and body wraps that help immediate pain relief and deep muscle relaxation. Come at a wide variety of uses. Apply hot or cold therapy. And are all made in the USA. See our great selection, affordable prices, and wonderful health products at sunny-bay.com. And remember, order early when our stock is high and shipping is fast. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Ryan Cox joins us from Australia. He's written a novel called Magpie's Ruin, and it's such a fascinating road to, his journey to writing this novel and how he was led there, I think, because of his background, his interest in D&D and the campaigns that come along with that when you create that, and that whole fantasy deal, and being a voracious reader of it as well. And then to actually create your own novel is really quite something. Brian, thanks for coming on.
Oh, you're welcome. Pleasure to be here.
What was that process like when you decided, you know what, I am going to write a book, I'm going to write this novel? What was that process like for you?
I just decided that I would attempt it. I would give it a go. My English hasn't ever been all that flash. But I just thought, what the heck, give it a go. I sat down and I've had ideas floating around for quite some time. I just thought, I'll get something down on paper. So I did that, and within the first week, I'd written what the equivalent is 30 foolscap pages on my laptop. I looked at it and went, well, I don't know if this is any good. Should I stop writing? Should I keep going? Now, I've got a really good friend who loves exactly the same sort of fantasy stuff as I did. So I said, well, I'll get her to read it. Sort of trusted her judgment as to whether or not this was good or not. It took her, I gave it to her one day, she got back the message and said, keep writing.
Uh-huh.
Don't stop, just keep writing, just get it done. And so I did, I just kept writing. And then I went to her for advice and to names and other things, just giving her an option of saying, oh, you know, found out this, what about that? And yeah, just talking with a friend who you trust about it just really helped. And then, yeah, I dedicated the book to her. Because it wouldn't have happened if she hadn't said to keep writing.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just been fantastic the way it has all worked.
Yeah, like I said, it's, I think it was meant to be based on what you were telling me off the air, listening to just that story. So tell us, without giving away everything, tell us a little kind of synopsis of Magpie's Ruin of the book, the story.
Okay. The main character, his name is Kai, leaves home around about 18-odd years of age. She just feels called to go and investigate the world. The elves and dwarves and other demi-human races seem to have vanished from the world. She wants to find out what happened to them, so she leaves home to go in search of them. 20-odd years later, not having found them and having all sorts of horrid stuff go wrong, she returns home with some really important news. That news leads her to gathering a group and going on a quest to try and find a way of stopping this huge invasion which is happening of undead. Now, previously in the history, there have been outbreaks of undead across the world, and all of humanity, all of the demi-human races have got together to destroy the undead. But every now and then, they just keep popping up. Now, Kai is one of the sole survivors of a humongous battle between one nation and the undead. This nation's being wiped out. So she goes home to try and spread the word and to try and find out who was responsible.
Ooh, leave it there. Don't tell anyone anymore. Again, Magpie's Ruin, you can get this book on Amazon. What do you hope people take away from reading this novel?
Clearly, I just want them to get some enjoyment out of reading a book. A little bit of escapism from the real world, a bit of time away from the troubles and problems they have in their own lives or what's happening in the world. Just as a break from all of that, being able to just enjoy sitting there reading and just seeing what's happening.
And for you, in writing this, in coming up with it, and having a friend encourage you, and then actually seeing it, the first copy of the book, and getting that copy, what was that feeling like for you?
Oh, I was ecstatic. I was over the moon. 6 years to write it, and then it was almost overwhelming, sort of a whirlwind, three months or 4 months to actually get it published, which was mind-blowingly quick as far as I was concerned. I'd expected it to take a year at least, or maybe 2 years to get it turned into a book. But to actually have a physical copy in my hand sort of 4 months later, it was just, wow, this has just gone so quickly. Yeah, it was just absolutely fantastic.
Yeah, and having that feeling and then being able to accomplish this and do this, does it make you want to write another? Will we see something else from you after this?
I'm already in the process of writing some more books, and that is, yes, books, plural. I've got basically two prequels, which I am working on. So it comes before Magpie's Ruin. One is basically the life of Kai before this book. So she is a partner book in Magpie's Ruin where she gives her backstory. So one of the books I'm writing is that backstory. And then I've got two other books which are set later, one is set about 20 years later, the next one is set about 400 years later than the second one. And then I've got a couple of other books which are not related, which I've been working on as well.
Wow, well, we'll look for that, and for now you can certainly get Magpie's Ruin, Brian Cox's novel, on Amazon or wherever great books are sold. Brian, thanks for coming on.
Yeah, I can also look at my website for it, which is brianmcoxbooks.com. Look at that, www.brianmcoxbooks.com, and find it. Send me a message if you wish.
Perfect. So that's another great place to get a hold of him. Brian, once again, thanks.
Yep, no problem. Thank you.
What's so cool about Brian Cox is if you trace back his family line, which he did, it goes all the way back to William Marshall, who is the first Earl of Pembroke, who is described by some, if you look in history, as one of the greatest knights who ever lived. So it's interesting that he kind of takes this medieval culture and has this zest for the way he writes. If you look at his book cover, I feel like I'm sort of being taken back into those medieval times. It's a wonderful cover. In a sense, it reminds me of a darker Hogwarts, but a beautiful castle, with a big moon, Magpie's Run, and the family crest, the crest that you see on the book is interesting to me because, again, it reminds me of that. So you can tell that he has a knack for it. It's interesting, and for me, the whole weaponry thing, which I think he's fascinated with too, really resonates. I can remember growing up in Philadelphia and going to the Philadelphia Art Museum, which Brian would laugh at with this, but there's a huge weapons area that has incredible medieval swords and just various things that they use, shields, etc. And it's almost hard to describe. And it reminds me a lot of what I think is going through perhaps his head as he wrote this book. And you know, Magpie's Ruin, you look at the and again, it's Magpie's Ruin. You look at the map and you can see he's got a map in there and you can really get the sense of what it was like and where you were. And I think it's just absolutely fascinating, you know, really fascinating. And this book takes you into a different place, which to me, when I read a novel, any novel, that's exactly what I want to happen, that I get lost in the story. So bravo, well done. It's a song. You can get it paperback, Kindle, etc. I already mentioned that. Go to Amazon.com. Thanks to all of you for listening to this interview and this version of the show. Rock the week, everybody. This is Kate Delaney, and I have a confession to make. I'm addicted to journaling. So many of the ideas I get from my radio show or books hit me at weird times, and I need to write them down. Does that happen to you? So I decided to create my own journal with my pal Jackie. Looking for a great gift for your wife, sister, mother, aunt, friend, or boss to end 2020 or kick off 2021? My girlfriend's gratitude journal includes inspirational quotes and loads of room to write, and it just dropped. Here's the best part. You'll also get a copy of my Forbes book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Increase your odds, win big, and become extraordinary. It's loaded with ways to chart your own life and filled with the success habits with some of the biggest names on the planet, stuff they share with me that can help catapult you. Here's the best part. For both hardcover books, it's just $29.99. Yep, go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer. Again, all of it for just $29.99. I got the shipping covered. What are you waiting for? Just go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer today.